Any updates health-wise on Eddie?
Eddie's had some tests done, so we really won't know until he hits the field tomorrow. So I would say it's not serious, but I don't know what his status is for this week. Randall Shore, just talked to him briefly in the meetings, so I think he'll be fine. Chris Banjo has a hamstring, so those are the three.
Based on what you saw in Randall's hit, it could have been a lot worse, couldn't it?
Yeah, it didn't look very good. I didn't look very good live, and it didn't look very good on film. So unnecessary, but he's going to be fine.
What was the issue? Is it head or is it neck? What was it?
He's fine. So if it shows up on the injury report, then we'll know. So.
Mike, after watching the tape, did the offensive line play even better than it might have looked last night?
Our offensive line played extremely well. I think, like everything, it starts in the run game. The run blocking unit did a really good job of particularly the techniques and playing against the talented defensive line that the Giants have. So Eddie ran hard, broke a lot of tackles. As a football team, we broke a lot of tackles. So that's something that you stress each and every week, and we were very productive there. So pass protection was excellent. We had, particularly in the action passing game, a number of opportunities to hold the ball, throw the ball down the field, and definitely in the most critical time, third down, I thought we pass protected very well. So our offensive line had a very good night.
Considering the late change, with Josh to land, does any of this surprise you that it's come together relatively quickly for that group?
No, I had great confidence in Lane all along, so... I think we're playing better in the run game than we have in probably my time here. So, the group has really gelled.
Mike, what happened on the deep shot? Looked like it was majority, but he had two receivers in the same area. Somebody run the wrong route?
Well, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Yes, definitely. So, I think the coverage on Jeff, he got pushed a little too far inside. And that's, as you can see, Aaron double clutched it because he felt the, obviously the backside corner coming with Jeff. So, it's designed to go to Jordy, and Jeff just got way too far inside on his route.
Back to Eddie, is there any concern with the way that James is? All I can judge is production. You would know better than I do what James is. Is everything okay with James? Are you concerned if you have to go for with James? That's going to work. I mean, he's not been a whole lot of productive for you so far.
I have no concerns about James. I think when you look at us offensively going into the game, this is really the first game we won the time of possession. We're at 75 plus plays. I don't know exactly what the total come out officially, but so we're north of 75 is where we like to be. So it's about opportunities. Running the football is about opportunities. Eddie's performed well. I think this is his best game this year. And James has this is the first game really James has had this many opportunities. So I have no concerns about James.
Mike, I know we asked you a lot about with Demaryius and Quentin, those second year corners, but what's it meant as far as what Ladarius has given you, especially in the stretch here without Sam?
Good football player. I mean, it's you look what Ladarius has done in his time here. He's grinded away, and he just keeps getting better with every opportunity. So really good student of the game, plays to his strengths, really pays attention and exercises the details of the techniques needed for each particular coverage and call. And I thought he exercised that very well last night. So he's off to a good start.
Mike, what was the difference in limiting the explosive plays in the passing game last night?
Was the difference? I think everything really starts with just the way these guys fly around. I mean, our defense, the pursuit is high. Starts up front, the penetration and the ability to stop their run game and try to force them more into a one-dimensional throw. Because when you're dictating when the ball's being thrown, it definitely helps you as a defense. And, with that, as much two-shell that we played, kind of kept kept the lid on top, but I thought of particularly our corners and our nickel, Micah and all the way through Q and Ladarius played very well and you know challenge their receivers. So that was a big part of our success in keeping the big plays down.
And Mike, you continue to emphasize the run game, and obviously it's a big focal point for your defense. But one, the numbers are so limited for opposing offenses rushing the ball. Is it almost a sense of pride to kind of continue that week after week to keep it a low and at such a pace it is at?
Definitely. I mean, it's like anything in this game. People are going to challenge you at your strengths. And that's a strength of ours right now. We have exhibited the first 4 weeks, and we have the number one rushing offense in the league coming to town. So it's going to be part of the game that we're all looking forward to.
Mike, what's your plan this week for Pinnell and Goodson?
Well, they're back in the building, excited. They're in here bright and early this morning. So we'll work those guys, and we'll see how the week goes. That's kind of always the plan you take with. In that situation.
Hey, Mike, what does Aberderis have to do to get on the field on offense?
Well, Abby's just like anybody else on our football team. It's he has a role. It's laid out each and every week for every player, and there's primary roles, and just the way a game flows sometimes dictates what happens. So he just needs to continue to work.
Mike, your punter's been struggling. You have to take a closer look at that position.
No, we just need to punt it better. I'm not a big fan of changing players in midstream. So, he's new here, and we need to punt the ball better. So we need to cover the ball the way we're supposed to cover it. Coverage is really a strength of our special teams. Was last year. Was the first three games. And we didn't do a very good job, last night. So that'll be a big emphasis for us as we move into the Dallas week.
His strength is supposed to be hang time, right? I mean, is that what his ability, what you were told when he came in? And is that a technique problem? Is it a confidence thing?
I just think it's there's a newness there, and we're working through it.
Newness with him.
I just don't, the whole operation.